Back in the days of the original Marmon, I wrote a story about two girls sharing a flat. While this was fiction, the story was based on an actual, rather alcohol-fueled, conversation I had with a lesbian couple a few months before. It wasn't a formal interview, but I did write up some notes very shortly after this conversation took place, and the following is based on those notes. Rachel, how did you two meet?
I was working as a nanny in central London, and after a couple of years living in, I decided to move out and get a flat of my own. This turned out to be in Islington, which was a very unfashionable part of London at that time, I should add. I still couldn't afford the rent on my own, so I initially had a flatmate, but after only about a month she got another job in Ireland and moved out. Getting a replacement wasn't as easy as I thought, mainly because as a lesbian, I didn't want them to bring boyfriends back. I really didn't want to hear shagging in the next room and all that. I guess a lot of the people who came fell at that fence, but then Libby came along and she had no problem with that.
I had a fairly casual relationship with a guy at the time, but it was very on and off, and I needed somewhere fairly quickly. I liked Rachel, and we hit it off almost immediately.
So I gather it was spanking that kind of brought you together intimately.
It all really started after I'd had a really hard day with the two little boys I looked after, who were 7 and 3 at the time. I'd ended up giving them both a sore bottom, you were allowed to in those days.
We were having a mug of cocoa before bedtime, and were both in our pajamas. My long hair has always been something of my trademark, and I brush it each night before bed, using that Mason Pearson hairbrush on the table there. When I was growing up, my mum used to spank me quite regularly, and that was what she used on my backside. Then
this one night after I'd spanked the boys, she was sitting there doing her brushing ritual and I asked her about it. Libby said her mum had handed her the brush when she got older and was too big to spank. That's when I told her she wasn't too old for a smacked bum. I remember she was very interested in the details about what I'd done to the boys earlier on, and she specifically asked me if the smackings had been given on their bare bottoms.
Rach talked about it a great deal. I got the distinct feeling she enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. Boys do nothing for me sexually, but they had cute little bottoms and I loved the maternal feelings warming their backsides used to give me, especially the crying and holding them close afterwards while they had a little weep. So beautiful.
And I take it these recollections had a big effect on you, Libby.
God, yes. It took me back to being a little girl again, having that mother figure with power over you, the right to discipline you and make you cry. I used to cry myself to sleep after mum's spankings, but when I got older, I used to touch myself too. That buzzing in your bottom afterwards is glorious.
Rachel, how quickly was it obvious that this previously straight girl was attracted to you?
It was pretty clear very quickly. We were both sitting next to each other on the sofa in our gym jams, and as I described the spankings I'd given to the children, she cuddled up to me, closer and closer. And then there was the smell.
My vag stinks when I'm turned on.
You do not stink, but yes, you do smell strongly when you're ready for sex, my darling.
Who made the first move?
Oh, me, of course. While I was telling her how quickly their little bums had turned beetroot red from my smacking, I slipped a hand down her pajama bottoms and felt between her legs. She was so wet and slick. That was when I knew. Then I kissed her too, and that kind of settled it.
It felt like a dream.
And how did you get from there to an actual spanking?
When she finished telling me about smacking the kids, Rachel began to ask me about my own upbringing. And then, of course, that led to the conversation about the hairbrush.
And I told her she wasn't too old to go over my knee.
And then she did put me over her knee.
How was that done?
Quite simply, I knew she was Catholic, so they have the guilt complex. I made out like I was Father Confessor and made her tell me all the naughty things she'd done that week. Nothing very much. The worst was having a crafty fag when she'd supposedly given up smoking. But I got the material I needed. I made her kneel down and tell me. Then, when I ordered her to stand up again, I grabbed the hairbrush, yanked down her pajama trousers and put her across my knee.
How did you feel about all this, Libby?
As I say, at first it felt like a dream. But then the hairbrush started coming down on my bare bum, and I remembered how much a spanking hurt. She did me good, and it really made me cry.
It was what you needed though, wasn't it?
Yes, Mum.
And what happened after that?
Bed. And sex. Lots of it. She got her first taste of Fanny and loved it.
And has spanking become a regular part of your relationship?
Absolutely. It's for her own good. And mine.
What's the wildest thing you've done together?
Oh, that's easy. We had a sex party. I got four of my friends round, gay and straight, and we sat round the table drinking wine while Urchin here was underneath taking down pants and licking them all out, one by one. That was so hot. Watching the expressions on their faces change when she got to them each, with something naughty happening underneath the table. Then later, they all got to spank my girl.
One of the straight girls had been fucked by her boyfriend before coming out, and I could taste his spunk inside her vagina. I almost soaked my pants through, it was so sexy.
And she found out she was preggers not long afterwards, so we always wonder if that was the fucking that did it.
I had a monstrously sore bum in the morning, I remember. One of the girls still comes round, and gives me an auntie spanking from time to time, doesn't she?
Unfortunately, at this point another visitor arrived and the conversation became a lot more general and far less interesting. Thanks for listening.